Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub.
Your boy Marv.
And your girl Nikki.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Man, we good.
Just a battle.
Had a good week?
Great week.
Let me tell you like this. I had some interesting DMs this week based off of our last podcast. I don't know about y'all.
For sure.
People want us to keep going, and the people want to be on here for some reason.
Everybody want to be on for some reason.
Everybody want to join the live.
I guess because we spitting that real shit,
bro. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get straight into it. We ain't going to waste the people's time.
Hold on. Yeah. Everybody that's watching and listening, make sure y'all go ahead and get y'all cups. Let's go ahead and take a shot together. How about it? Fuck it.
How about it?
One shot today. Like, come
that.
On.
I'm good. I still got mine.
Woo!
Cups up, everybody. Cups up.
All right, cups up.
Put your cups up.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah. Ooh. Right, do something to your soul, don't it?
Ooh, let's do it.
All right. Well, we're going to get straight into it, man. I had an interesting little question. So why is it so difficult for people to understand platonic friendships? Like, for example, you guys are extremely close, but ain't nothing going on. We all people that are close to you know.
I really can't stand him, to be honest.
But the funny thing is, people always swear something is going on. Everybody swear. I don't see why your best friend is at your house every day. I don't see how come you're so cool with your best friend.
So break it down.
But people don't know the real. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, I've been knowing Nicole since fucking high school.
High school.
I was in what? I was in 10th grade. You was in 9th?
Probably so.
How did y'all meet? Did y'all have the same friend group?
Oh, we've been met. She used to talk to the homie. I used to see her, but I never was really cool with her until she was fucking on my head. Like, hey, I want you to talk to my friend. My homegirl like you. She will bug me every single day.
Mm.
Every day. Follow me around. Hey, you know my homegirl like you. You gonna talk to my
homegirl?
Mm.
You gonna talk to my homegirl? But let me try that with her.
I was already talking to one of your friends.
We ain't gonna talk about that. But that's how I started.
That's how I started.
I was talking to one of his friends.
Right.
I was trying to get him, which he did, and to talk to one of my friends.
Right.
And it all worked out. And we've been best friends ever since.
Mm. So what? So,
no, wait. Time out.
There's a lot that you left out
in between. Yeah,
that's a whole lot of shit that you left out.
That started off the journey.
That was like 2003, 2004. So that's 2020.
That's how we introduced ourselves. We was cool.
Okay, cool. And then we became adults.
Right.
I think older. I used to have parties at my house. We used to have everybody know about the Marvin. Shout out to the Marvin.
And somebody had to be the manager of the party.
No. Time out. First of all,
she was the manager of the hotel.
No, because she was invited. The managers was me, Nate, and I think it was Josh.
And they couldn't, y'all can't control.
We would just do this every Thursday.
And it would be so out of orders, just all over the place. And I was like, y'all need somebody to do.
No, Nicole wasn't this Nicole.
Okay.
That Nicole would just pull up and she just having fun and she go home. That was just like, that was that Nicole.
She didn't help clean up or nothing.
No help.
Probably not, because everybody was leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7
Ooh,
o'clock in the morning.
On a Thursday?
I was leaving because I was going to work.
I swear, my house used to pop every single Thursday. And everybody you would be here. I'm talking about everybody in a little house. Everybody. I used to have like 30 people in my room.
And the sofa was not this size.
Mm-hmm. And we used to take shit out and like tables would get broken. It used to go down. But that's it used to be some of the best parties ever.
Yeah.
But then like that, we got kind of close that way. But then she used to kick it with a bad girl squad. Bad girl squad. Shout out to the bad girl squad. If y'all was a part of that squad, I think it was like 2006, 2007. Oh my gosh,
Baddieville.
The most beautiful girls ever. And me and my cousin D Ship, we used to always kick it with them every fucking day.
Mm.
Or every time they would have parties, Nicole and
I just have to beg them to come.
Beg them to come. And guess what happened? The first time we actually kicked it with them, Nicole scared to drink. Give me all her drink. My first time really drinking, I'm drunk as fuck.
No.
The first time y'all hanging out.
No. The story does not go like that. I had already been drinking because, of course, they're late into the party. It's at one of my close homegirls' house. Of course, I'm there early.
Right.
So we've been drinking this whole time. Now everybody's coming to the party and they're like, oh, take a shot, drink. Well, he's just getting there, so he needs to catch up. So he's drinking his drink and I'm like, drink mine too.
Right.
Because I don't want to get super drunk. Well, end of the night,
I'm fucked up. But look, check this out. I met like four people at that party.
Right.
And I still talk to all four of them. Like,
that's
two
dope.
Of them is like homegirls. One of them is the homie. Like, and another dude is the homie. Like, I still talk to them.
Lifetime friends. Lifetime friends. Yeah.
Genuine people. What can you say?
That's dope.
But also,
that's
you know,
dope.
Like,
I like
real
that.
Stuff happened like throughout this whole what. How long is our friendship? Like 20, almost 20 years. Like,
what kind of years? What kind of obstacles? What kind of obstacles have y'all got over?
Okay,
as friends
together.
Yeah.
The one thing that really hit me was when I was in Georgia or whatever in academy, and my mom had a stroke.
Right. I remember
that.
So
once my mom had a stroke, I'm going through it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm really going through it. I don't
absolutely.
Know what to do. I'm actually thinking about just quitting. Just going
home.
I'm telling Nicole. I'm like Nicole. I think I'm just gonna call home.
Yeah,
like, I can't, like, I can't take this
on. We on the phone pleading and crying back and forth. I'm like, nope, don't come back.
She said, don't come back. I said, but I got shit to do. She said, what do you got to do? She said, I will handle that.
Yeah.
I said, man, I can't even give my mom no flowers. I can't visit this girl or nothing. And the girlfriend I had at that time, she didn't even go visit my mom. But Nicole said, don't worry about it, I got it. And after that day, bro, we've been solid, like solid.
Yeah.
Anything she need,
yeah.
she know I got her. I tell her that all the time. I told her that before I got the job that I got. Before I had the career, everything, I said, Nicole, if you need anything, I got you. And have I done it?
You have. I give you that. You are a man of your word.
Then what's been your turning point? What made
I think I said turning
point. And what made you want me to be your best friend?
Yeah, what made you
yeah.
want to be mine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What yeah. yeah. What happened?
Same situation, different time frame. Mine was prior to him going to the academy. Of course, everybody know we stay on the road going somewhere. So
right.
Just like coming up, almost his birthday again.
Oh, shout out to my birthday coming up. You feel me? August.
Bam, 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 bam.
But prior, I had threw him a birthday party in Vegas. So all my friends, got a couple of his friends. We road tripped out to Vegas. We do bottle service. We do all of this. And I had a family emergency while I was in Vegas. So my family called me like, yo, this is going on. You have to come back. Like, you may have 24 hours to get here if you get here to, in time.
Right, right.
I was in the middle of the club. I'm a hot mess. They literally just walked his bottles out, and I'm walking out at the same time. I was like, I just got to pay for this, and I got to bounce.
Yeah.
So I leave. I come out, and literally two steps behind me is him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, like, go back and enjoy your party. I'm
your
about
road
to hear my road dog. Mind you, I'm there with some of my homegirls, too.
Yeah.
But it was him
yeah.
that came with
the
me.
The homegirls didn't even come out.
Trifling
they
hoes.
They're still popping bottles.
Mm, shaking
they still
ass.
Shaking ass and pouring up.
Mm,
anyways, I'm a hot mess. Yeah. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I get back to my room. I'm just packing my shit because I knew I needed to leave the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, go back and enjoy your party. Go do you like it's your birthday. Go turn up. And I think it was like his actual birthday that year. I'll catch you when you get back to LA and make up with you. He was like, nah. I'm here with you. If you done with the club, I'm done with the club. So I'm like, when I tell you I was done that night.
Just crying.
Crying.
Boogers. Snot.
Everywhere.
I think it was both on the floor. I had to cover her. She was on the floor and I was like, what the fuck?
Done.
Just gone.
And he on the floor with me. Just, we on the floor together. I think my family in the car and he said, we on the floor.
Yeah, I was on nasty hotel carpet floor. Crying.
Crying. Hot ass mess. For the rest of the night, he didn't go back to the club. We after that, he was all right, come on. We just, if you want to lay down, come on, let's lay down. We laid down.
Right.
I went to sleep. I got the next day. He helped me get my bags to the car, put me on in the car, sent me on back.
Right.
And was calling and texting me the whole way I was headed back.
Yeah.
Update. He somehow got connection with my family at the time. I don't think you had nobody in my family phone number. No. Somehow they was in connection with him of where
it's,
she at.
It's this nigga. You know he know everybody. He knew one of your cousins beforehand.
Somebody. By the time I made it to the hospital, which I did get back in good timing,
mm-hmm.
they was like, yeah, Marv said you had left at this time. And I'm like,
How he get
a hold to y'all? But when
plan.
I got back, they was like, no. Apparently the night before, they was like, no, he talked to us. Like, he was in conversation with us the whole time. Like, he kept dialogue. He let us know you had packed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, like, that's, like, you my nigga for that. Like, because
yeah.
you could have easily been like, well, that ain't right. my problem. Like,
yeah,
my birthday party over here. But you wasn't. You was like, nah, like, this is your situation. This is deep. This is going on. If it hurt you this much, it hurt me this much.
Yeah.
So I was like, I fuck with you. So then from, just like you said, from that point on, he was in school, working two jobs. We would go places. He'd be like, nah, I got to study. I got to do this.
And people don't understand that,
nah,
bro.
Nah, I got to work. I got to pay for my tuition, all this. And I'd be like, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay. Let's roll.
Mm-hmm.
We went. We turned up. We partied. We've done everything. And that just been us. That's why we so locked in.
Right.
It's like, the toughest times we've had, it was one of us to pick the other one up.
Yeah, for sure.
And people don't understand that. So if I date a person now.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to segue into that. So how does that affect your personal relationships with guys? And how does that affect you with women? How has it affected?
Girls can't have that. Girls is like, you know what? I don't trust that. How's that your best friend? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Like, I don't trust that. She's around all the time. And I'm like this. Basically, when I meet you, I'm going to let her meet you. She don't like you. She just like my mama. I don't like her. I'm not fucking with you. Mm. Simple plain. If you can't like her, you can't like me. Because at the end of the day, you got an option to leave. She don't. She ain't here for life, bro.
Yeah.
He stuck with me.
I don't give a fuck.
And has there ever been a time where someone, I'm gonna ask you, Nikki, has there ever been a time in y'all friendship to where whoever you're dating at the time feel like something may have happened, not just I think, or has something ever happened to where
definitely had to sit and like plead, and I'm not gonna say big because I'm not gonna convince, like, yeah. Look, nothing, like, I just don't see how y'all could be that close and nothing ever happened. Like, easy. Easy for us, it's easy. It may not seem, I guess for us it seemed like no brainer. What are you talking about?
Okay, Marv, same thing for you. Have you ever, like, was there ever one specific situation to where somebody that you was dating was like, nah, when y'all went here, something had to have happened, or when this happened, something had to have happened between y'all two? Has that ever happened?
I don't think it was like we went somewhere, but it's been like y'all had to do something, like, had too to. Close. And then it gets to a point where shit get uncomfortable, and I remember one relationship to where Nicole kind of backed out of my life.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like, you know what, like, this ain't gonna work, and I'm not gonna be there. And then once my relationship broke up, she was like, I knew it was gonna happen, but I didn't want
to
tell you.
I can't be the one to say, as I'm trying to tell him as a female, because I'm a female,
you know.
I can't say, Marvin, you and this girl not gonna work, because
that's not up to you.
I sound like a hater versus when your homeboy saying it. Yeah. It's coming from a different way. So with that particular relationship, I seen it happen. I seen that it was uncomfortable for me to be around, and I'm like, you know what, this shit relationship, I know I'm not going nowhere, but I can take a step back and still be here. So when you call me, I'm here. If I pop in, I pop out. I may not be there the whole time, I normally do.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he was like, well, what happened? Why did you change up? And I'm like, yeah, dude, because this is what was happening. And I seen how it was like happening.
You was respecting her as a woman.
Yeah, like, this is your girl. So
For sure. I understand that.
The cold thing about it,
I'm still here.
She'll see the signs. And she'll been seeing the signs a long time ago.
It's not for me to tell you.
That's not up to her, though. That's not up to her.
But I'm just saying, if you could kind of, like, with, like, hey, I see some signs. Hey, Marv, hey, just check this out. Just check this out. I could be wrong, but just check it out. Just let me, give me something. Don't,
if that shit ain't life threatening or some shit like that, to where it's gonna, like, do something
affect you physically,
that's not really her place to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's gonna make it seem like
I'm hating.
Like she hating. Even though she's just looking out for your best interest, it's gonna seem like that.
Because if that's the case, I'd be like, nope. Because I'm not gonna see anybody to be your, like, oh yeah, she's good enough for you. It's just like your mama, it's gonna be a long time for your mama to find somebody be like, oh yeah, you're good enough for him. It's not gonna be easy to me, like, oh yeah, come on.
Hey, you already know, ain't nobody meeting moms. Ain't nobody meeting moms. If you ain't special, you ain't meeting moms.
So,
I don't need her sitting here asking me, well, how is she? Where is this girl at? I ain't seen her. Nah, bro. You ain't special, you ain't meeting her.
Right.
Someone playing.
Right. I respect that.
What about you? Can anybody meet your mom? As a matter of fact, your mom is live in here.
Bam, 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 bam. Hi, mama.
No, people have met my parents.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Everybody that I've dated, know I have a male best friend who I am with more than I am with anybody in the world. You either love him as much as I do, or you can see yourself going out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it to them in private when we're all together. I say it to them in his face so that he can hear and they see it's real.
I'm sorry to cut you off. What has some of the men that you've dated said about Marvin in the past, as far as like, nah, this nigga can't be your best friend?
Surprisingly, after seeing, I guess, me up front say, like, this is my best friend, this is the deal, he's not going nowhere, they've all accepted him and had a good time with him.
Okay.
Because I'm like, look, he here. If you don't have a problem with him being here, you definitely gonna go before he go.
It's crazy because it's like, you gotta think, Dub. You know, I'm a cool ass motherfucker. Like, Right. If you don't like me, I don't know, bro. You gotta.
It's weird. Yeah, it's hard. I can say that, man. It's hard not to like this.
It's hard not to like him. So if you be like, I don't like him.
Yeah, something
wrong. That's gonna throw hella red flags in my head. Like, hold up.
You don't like Marvin?
You don't like Marvin?
Yeah, that shit crazy.
I can't name you one person in all the years that I've known him that said they don't like him. So for me to meet somebody and they say they don't like him, bye.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah, that shit weird.
Wow. You afraid he gonna pick something out.
Mm. And the cold thing about her, I mean about me, is I'm not even gonna tell her nothing. Just like she ain't gonna tell me, I ain't gonna tell you shit. I'm not in your relationship. I'm not even giving you relationship advice like that.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, for a woman, she can handle her own, and she knows and she can see shit that I can't see. I'll just ask, hey, what happened to...
had to go.
She like this, mm-mm.
What happened to Ronnie?
He ain't make it.
What happened to Bobby? Ricky and Mike.
He ain't make it.
He ain't make it.
Hey. Take a shot.
I'ma sit mine.
Woo! Shit.
But no.
So, just let y'all know, it's out in the open now.
There is nothing between us besides this man being my best friend.
And getting on her damn nerve.
My last damn nerve.
She mad every day. She gonna take a shot every single day.
No. Well, first, wait. Well, let's go back. Here we go. Let's talk about this real quick.
Have anybody
fight.
Ever seen her on my story going to the liquor store? You know anybody that go to a liquor store with a cart?
You got a little cart when you go to the grocery
store? Yes.
No.
The liquor store? Has a cart every single time.
The store has carts. Let's talk about it.
And do you have one?
I've never even seen a cart in a liquor store in my
You've
life.
Been to Emilio's.
I didn't even know they had them until I seen her pushing a cart. I'm like, what? She's the only person in the store. Usually, like, let me get this bottle. Let me get this.
Let's go to Beverly's Warehouse.
Like, I think it's cheaper.
No.
Probably so.
Mm.
Anyways,
let's talk about the fact that since we're talking about best friends and get on each other's nerves, y'all seen that he had a problem with me calling him early in the morning?
She called me every day at 7:30, 7:45, knowing good as well.
He caught you sleep.
She was doing this shit for like a whole month straight.
He caught you sleep.
It would be so bad to where I see the phone ring and I wouldn't even answer. And she'll call back four, five, six, seven times.
And if he didn't answer, he knew. And she's over there. It'd be an hour and a half and he didn't answer.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That shit was funny. That picture was funny.
She's smiling, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
That shit was funny. I ain't gonna lie.
Let
me tell you what pissed me off is because I typically would be up at that hour, but today I was like, am I gonna get up or am I gonna get like a couple of more minutes of sleep in? And just when I had made up my mind, like, fuck it, I'm gonna just sleep in a little bit longer, my phone like brr, brr, and I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, what the hell is this? I look down, I see his name bright and early in the morning. I'm like, he don't call me this early. What's up,
bro? I got up early at 6 o'clock
I answered that
just for this because I knew it was about to go
and down. All I see is his big ass face. I got you.
Did you think something was wrong?
Yes. He don't call me that early. So I'm like, what?
That's funny.
Sucker.
I got you.
That's crazy. That's funny.
But I haven't called him. I ain't been here all week. Guess who been crying and complaining?
No, because I thought
where
I
you at?
Her. No, bro. If you got somebody come over your house, she comes over my house every day. She calls me every single day. Yeah. And you know what happens? I gotta make sure the coffee's ready. That's her main thing. Make sure my.
And that's what he's gonna say. He's gonna wake me up and he's gonna say.
Make sure the wine and make sure the wine and champagne is on ice.
Make sure it's chilled.
That's it. Hey, chill. Sit right here. This is her little desk. She got her laptop. Everything is working. I make sure everything cleaned up. And she's sitting right here in this corner, bro.
She working.
Every single.
She working.
Day.
I'm working.
She working.
So we got that. So
she's a working woman.
We go by and I see. I'm like, hold up. Like, let me call you to make sure that you're good because. Something is going on, but she ain't gonna tell me what's going on. But
Discuss
that later. Something happened.
Mm-hmm. Something happened from that little date she had the other night at 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Don't think I forgot.
No, we didn't forget.
I ain't
Shout
forgot.
Out to Mr. Mysterious, because Mr. Mysterious is in the building. Shout out to Mr. Mysterious.
Mm-mm. Anyways.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and, she gonna get mad and have to take another
let's
shot.
Let's dive on in.
Yeah.
What we talking about today?
Let's go. What y'all wanna talk about? Let's do it.
Listen, I seen something on my timeline.
Okay.
That upset my soul
to the core.
These women out here making whole tutorials on how to get money from men.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that? Whole tutorials.
But you know what? But it's our fault because we allow it. It's our fault if we allow it. I'm not gonna lie. If you allow a girl to trick you, and you tricking out your money, you stupid, bro. Just like a strip club. Like, I don't even go to strip club because I know I ain't getting no pussy. So if I ain't getting no pussy, you gonna shake your ass on me. You ain't getting my check.
First of all, I'm gonna go to a strip club, sit in the corner, eat some chicken wings.
That's cool. I could go to
while I have some fun. We got a strip club budget, and I'm gonna use it.
Man, listen, that is ridiculous. I didn't understand that for the life of me. She was doing a tutorial as if she had people sitting around watching her. Like, I was like, so that's how women get down now. Like, these girls, I call them Instagram girls. These millennials
with the lace front.
Yeah, the little she had a braided lace
shout
front.
Shout out to the lace fronts though. Lace fronts be looking real sometimes.
Nah, not this one that was on my timeline. Not this one that was on my timeline. That shit was horrible.
I don't know about this. This ain't my lead.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. How you doing a tutorial? 5 steps on how to get money from men. That was the name of it. And she had 5. And she had. And she had 5 steps for men. Don't ask me the steps because I was mad.
Okay, do you remember kind of like I was mad.
Wait, hold
up.
I'm mad.
Okay, you mad? Go ahead, take that shot. Woo! Dub,
you the first one?
I just ain't playing today.
Wait. I don't know what happened.
Kiana got me hot. I see you here, Kiana.
All of a sudden, Marvin making sense and you taking shots. What's up?
You know what? Sometimes real is just real. Like, it's a topic that hit him. I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that's mad.
Yeah.
And they probably ain't gonna take a shot.
Who mad out there?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and take
put
that
your shot glass up if you mad. Kiana, you gonna be first. Look like I see you.
That's mm-hmm. a new thing. Like, if you're on live.
And you mad,
go ahead and put that shot emoji up there.
Lauren, take a shot because you didn't show up to work today.
Oh.
Come on, Lauren. Take a shot, Lauren.
You ain't go to work. Where you at, girl? Yeah. You supposed to be here.
So what would, so what did you want to talk about, Nikki?
Oh, wait.
What was on your mind?
Somebody sent this to me.
We need to get you a little paper towel for your forehead, boo.
Come on.
We need something. Marv, get you. Come on. We need a little paper towel for
Thank
Nikki.
Thank you,
Dad.
He was going to let me be like that.
I just wasn't going to let you do it. I was going to wait for it to end.
At the end.
Oh.
Oh, we got the intermission?
Hold on, wait. Okay, here we go.
Let's get to it.
It says...
Clear throat.
Unstable men feed their ego with attention from multiple girls. I said what I said.
She said what she said.
I'm going to let you go first.
You know what? I'm going to let Doug go first. I'm going to take my shot right now because I already
pissed. He already pissed.
Okay, come on. Come on, Doug. What you got to say?
I feel like it's some truth to that. I just don't think it's as big as you making it, though. I feel like niggas fuck with multiple women because we can. A lot of times it ain't got nothing to do with your ego or whatever the case may be. If y'all allow, then we gonna do it. We can only do what y'all allow.
Facts.
We know that if we cheat on you, guess what? I'm not losing you.
See, but I can respect Dub saying what he said and him coming from this way.
Well, what about me?
You was talking pure bullshit the other day.
Okay, are you mad? Go ahead and take that shot. Thank you.
Hey, I'm not mad.
If you mad, take a shot. If you think Nikki mad, go ahead and put that shot glass up there, please.
I'm not mad. I'm mad, just put a shot glass a up there, fact please. Of the other day when we had this conversation. I think we went back and forth for like an hour.
No, I was sleeping. What I said is basically women do the same thing.
They do.
Y'all have multiple guys all the time. Even though when you're in a relationship, you still have a guy on the side. That's why
y'all be having a starting five and a six man. Y'all have a starting five and a six man.
And my man, and that is
Nicole,
it.
Listen, you can be in a relationship, right?
Yes.
You can leave this guy. I've seen it happen.
Yes.
You can leave this guy today and be with a whole other dude tomorrow.
Yes.
That dude is on the waiting list. He's trying to get the J's. He's on the waiting list.
He's on the waiting list.
Hey. He's on that waiting list. Hey. And next thing you know, the next day... Got him.
But if he is respectfully on the waiting list, we not really...
What's respectfully on the waiting list? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that because a whole lot of y'all women do that bullshit. I already took my shot, so we're going to talk about it. Go ahead.
If he is...
He is what? You're in a relationship right now. You and Dub are in a relationship. What the fuck is this nigga doing? Why the fuck is this nigga
doing? No.
There?
Okay, wait.
That may be her... That may be her phone bill boo.
Oh,
that may
damn.
Be her Javier's boo.
Because I had Verizon
that may be her,
once upon a time, and
that may be her. That may be her Catch man. LA boo.
No, I didn't. Listen, you pay that Verizon cell phone bill when I have Verizon.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all be having different niggas for different
Make
things.
Rub my knees.
Hey, best friend. Oh, that's your best friend, not me. Hey.
No, nope, I don't play with it. The hey best friend don't word. There is only one time I'm gonna say best friend.
No. Mm.
Oh, hey, bestie.
She get mad. Nah, you gotta take a shot. You mad.
You got mad. You gotta take a shot, Nicole.
Take a shot, Nicole.
Okay,
but honestly, like, that's how
y'all be having different niggas for different things.
Y'all really do be
If I'm weird. Dating you, then possibly yes.
Ooh,
okay, stop.
Wee.
I'm gonna date you. But if I am in a relationship with you, then
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Y'all got that. You got that one in the morning boo that you just met up with the other day.
Okay.
You got that Javier's boo. Like I said, somebody take you out to dinner.
But my thing is this: you got these different boos. You said when you dating, but when you're in a relationship, no. It's easy for you.
When I'm in a relationship,
can I talk or no?
Oh Jesus!
Go ahead and take that shot because you mad again. You might have to take a double.
Ooh.
Pour it again.
I'm not okay.
It's there. It's okay for you. Sit. So look at why is it so easy for women to have a guy that they're dating or they're in a relationship?
We know why it's so easy. I'm sorry to cut you off again. Come on, finish talking. I'm sorry. I'm going to sit here and be
quiet. Go ahead. Go talk. You might as well.
No. Go ahead. I want you to talk.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to cut you off.
Come on. Okay, God. So you can be in a relationship today and you'll have another guy tomorrow. You'll be hungry or horny and you can go to another guy and you're going to sit here and cry. Well, Marvin did this, and no. You know what? He's a fuck nigga, and this and this and this.
And she don't get a nigga some of that sympathy pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Either sympathy pussy, she gonna talk to you every day, and guess what's gonna happen? She's either gonna be with that guy, or she gonna go back to the other nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have somebody, more than one person, for sure, on that waiting list.
Most of the time, she gonna go back to that nigga.
Most of the time, yeah, duh.
She's just gonna go out and go fuck.
Fuck different niggas.
One or two niggas.
Yeah.
Because she mad, yeah. Being scorned for.
Hey, it might be his homeboy.
Shots fired.
You gonna take a shot? Hey, now you sounding mad.
I'm not mad. You mad? I'm just saying might be.
It's not gonna be the homeboy.
Hey, shout out to the homeboys. Hey, shout out to the homeboys.
No.
The homies.
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, I forgot. Hey, we got camera. Shout out to the camera over there. I forgot about those. Shout out to them.
We all in one section. Hey, camera. We cameraed up today, if y'all didn't know, so...
I'm not mad.
Bear with us. And that's why it's a little hot up in here.
Yeah,
it is. He mad. Tell him he mad. Tell him to take a shot. Put shot glasses or with an M if you want Marvin to take a shot.
If you got... No, that's all your followers.
That is.
Everybody in there from Nikki.
Come on.
Flag on the floor.
No, but that's real. That's real.
No. Ain't nobody messing with them. That's trifling. Time out. Now, that's when you know you're messing with a trifling female though to go fuck with your homie. I'm just saying. I'm going to cut you off because... Then she tried.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I wasn't even gonna get into
just
that.
In general, it don't matter who you fuck. If you fucking somebody else other than me,
girls are fucking homies. You want to go through that?
Nah, they are.
Cause girls are fucking homies, but y'all just smarter. Y'all not gonna follow the homie, but y'all gonna slide.
Y'all might not fuck the main homie. You ain't gonna fuck my day one.
Look.
You may fuck a nigga that I fuck with just like on every now and again basis.
Nicole, personally, have you ever fucked somebody homeboy?
No.
Have you ever fucked somebody homeboy?
No, what?
Okay.
Crickets.
Crickets. That's cool. But anyway,
the people want you to take a shot.
That's cool. I don't care about them people. women do that, bro. Women, they're just smarter. But if you try to talk to Nicole's homegirl, we dumb. We will follow.
Wait. Pause.
Why we just can't hang out?
Kiana talking about some bullshit. Y'all ain't just hanging out. You ain't just... What the fuck you hanging out with
Kiana
the homie for?
Why you hanging out with the homie?
Kiana.
Why you hanging out with the homie?
Why you hanging out with the homie, though?
Wait.
The homie gonna tell you everything that I know, so you just
Kiana
hang out with me.
On here to explain herself.
Ooh.
Kiana, request yourself on the live.
Key.
Request.
Get in, Key.
Come on, request yourself.
Come on,
girl.
Key.
Let's go.
Since you want to talk that shit, Redbone.
I honestly feel like this. If you my homeboy and I'm done with my girl, you should be done with her too, honestly.
It depends. Honestly. It depends on the homeboy. Everybody ain't built.
Girls when you done with
listen. They don't be my listen, Mar. Anymore. Listen, Mar.
Real recognize real, but they don't know.
Everybody ain't built like that though.
I know.
Niggas ain't built like that.
No, but other niggas they do bullshit. Some people do bullshit. I've seen it before. I had girls, I had exes, and niggas talk to my exes. That's cool.
That's crazy.
Kiana, where you at?
Kiana ain't gonna. Nah, she don't get in.
Who
want to
join?
Uh oh.
Hey, shout out to Tone, man. Tone.
How they block him?
Shout out to my dog, Tone.
No.
Shout out to Mr. Easy.
Hey, what's up, Key?
Okay, so what's up?
Now, Key, what you talking about?
Attacking.
Hey, Kiana, do me a favor. Shut up, you got braids.
I do.
That's okay, boo. I'm going to be braids tomorrow and white toes. Make sure you got white toes.
Hey, shout out to the ultimate light skin. Go ahead. Continue.
Because she lighter than me.
But, like, why women just can't, like, do them? Like, it don't always have to be about, like, a man or a nigga. Like, we could just be positive.
No, they don't think we could just do us. Everything we do consists around a nigga.
Nah, that's not true. I don't feel like that. But what I do feel like is if you hang out with one particular nigga all the time, afterwards, he's definitely gonna be fucking. That's the homie.
That's the homie. I have homies. I can't have homies.
Hey. You can.
Hey, what did Drake say? We out here looking for revenge.
Summer 16. Why can't I have friends that's just like you? They just homies, but I'm not sleeping with just homies.
Okay, then why is it so hard for a girl that you're dating or you're in a relationship with? They ain't gonna be cool with you being cool with their friends. If I was dating you, you'd be cool with me just kicking with Diamond? You'll have a fit.
Nah. Why? Check this out. No.
Excuse me?
No, listen.
Time out.
What's more important is, where was this nigga when we was together? Exactly. Why all of a sudden this nigga's your friend?
Wait. We talking about people that haven't been around the whole time.
Yeah, what is nigga, all of a sudden this is your friend? This your friend.
Okay, I will admit, y'all know I have one little honesty moment.
Be honest. Okay. I fuck with you. You honest. You honest. Come on.
Let's talk.
There was a particular time.
Shout out to Mr. Shave in the building. Shout out to Phil.
I was dating a particular person,
all right,
and I had another particular friend that this person hated.
Hated.
Okay. I mean, he knew the me and Marvin dynamics, perfectly fine with that. But me and this guy hated it. If I was like, oh, I'm finna go hang out, you know, with shit thrown, or they'd be like, oh, he called you, just gonna get up and go run. Dude, like, well, we finna go hang out. Like,
right.
We finna go brunch. We finna go do this. Are we gonna do some crazy shit today? Like,
What you want?
What you finna do? Because I'm finna get up and go over here.
Right.
You finna go hang out with your boys, so I'm finna go hang out with mine.
And he had a problem with that.
He had a problem with it. He hated him. Hated him.
So, what happened?
To this day, if I wanna be petty, I would go work somewhere I know and make, and have him come and be like, ha 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 ha, because I know
but,
it's gonna piss
but
him
see,
off.
But see, that's see. See what I'm saying?
You just hate this man because you feel like this man has something over you, where you giving this man something over you. He don't necessarily have it, but you giving it to him.
I'm not gonna lie though. Homies don't like homies kicking with your girl, bro.
Yeah, that's just kind of weird. Ex,
that's just weird.
But like, they wasn't even homies. But they not homies. They not just, homies.
They just know each other.
They don't even know each other. They only know each, or if they've crossed paths, it was through me.
That's a different type of hatred.
And you just hate him. I'm like, you don't have a reason to hate him. You don't even know this man to hate him, but you hate him.
That's crazy.
Okay, so Diamond said he was intimidated by the friendship. That was the problem.
Because it was just a friendship that was real.
I feel that.
That's
the
homie.
There's a whole lot of friendships that is real, just like ours. People can't accept that. That's how it goes.
Thank you so much, Key.
Yeah, get Keon off our shit. Get off. Bye.
Thank you, Boo, for coming in and explaining that, because they be trying to come for me.
Shout out to the ultimate light skin. Thank you, Keon and Mrs. Chico Stick. Mrs. Chico Stick.
That's funny. That's crazy.
What's the next topic?
Wait. What was this at this? Some women choose not to be clear about their intentions. Same as men. Let's be clear. Y'all
okay,
do that
okay.
Too.
Wait, honestly, let's get into that. Women swear they want a real dude, right? Women want you to be completely honest, right? If you just want to fuck, just tell me that you just want to fuck, and I'll be cool with that.
But when I tell you
but
that,
once
that
I tell you
me
that,
a whore.
What happened? What type of hoe do you think I am?
First of all, we
what
grown.
What if you say a good one?
We grown.
Like, a good one.
Man, I'm about to say shit. We about to go to that bedroom. You hear me?
I'm just saying, but honestly, a lot of women be like, oh, if you just told me this, then it'll be different. But honestly, with sex, we all know, well, not with me, but with sex comes some feelings, right? These emotions, right? So I can't tell you exactly, look it.
Niggas
I'm
be on
have
that
sex
bullshit.
With you.
Thank you.
Niggas be on that bullshit more than men.
Nicks.
More than women, excuse me.
Nicks, go take a shot.
Get ready, because listen, the team is coming through. Nicks, we going to need you next.
Yeah, hey, matter of fact, request. Get in this
Nicks,
request.
Nicks, get in here. Come
request,
on.
Since
get in here,
all
girl.
That stuff, and make sure you have your shot ready unless you have work.
I hope you're not at work.
But honestly, like, they swear to God, like, they want some real stuff. We tell y'all some real stuff, and it's just like,
I appreciate you telling me some real stuff. Don't lie to me.
Okay.
That's what's going to piss me off.
Also, if I tell you, I was attracted to your physique before I was attracted to you mentally.
You see what I'm saying?
That's off top, though. That's off top. That's off top. Okay. That's off top.
So if I tell you I'm attracted to you and your physique, and I would love to have sex with you or whatever, however I'm not, okay, cool, right? Mm-hmm. But more than likely, most women, not you, because Nicole, you just a different species. You're not even women. You, well, I mean, a woman. You just like a wool man. Like, I don't know. She's like a wool man. Like, I don't know.
Like
no, I'm everything. She is not the same, bro. She's a different species. She cut from a different cloth. Shout out to your mommy and dad because they raised you a different way. And that's probably because you got an older brother, so they probably treated you.
Came from a whole bunch of men.
Exactly. So maybe that's what it is. But honestly, you raised differently. But a lot of women, you can't tell that. They swear that they want the honest truth at that point.
They don't.
They don't. And then if you say that,
women do not want complete honesty.
Well, then that's why you have the situations that you, that's why you end up falling into the situation you're in. That's where I come to the conclusion. You're going to get in the situation you're in because you don't want to accept what it really is.
Hey, time out. Do me a favor.
What?
Diamond's kind of mad over this. She said slap him.
Diamond is shot.
Diamond, are you threatening violence? Violence recalls for a shot now, D. Mm. Don't do that.
Mm.
Let's see how many times you were aggressive. Let's count it up. Sorry. Wait, she had a preach. That was a little even. Okay, we'll bounce her out.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You rolled your eyes. Eh.
Yeah, she didn't take a shot, honestly.
Yeah, it might be a
she
shot.
Didn't feel it.
That might be a shot.
Okay. This King BH, I don't know who this is, but he keep making all these comments. Okay, he need to take a shot. He need to take a shot, whoever that
King,
is.
Do a favor then. Hey, you want to join?
King, no. Come on and join. Join up in here, King, because you got a whole lot to say.
Clearly.
You got a whole lot to say. Go ahead and join. Thank you. All right, continue.
I don't condone violence any kind. Girl, I'm sorry. That shit cracked me up.
That's straight. That shit out. So
right. Anyway. Thank
you. You joined?
Quan!
Okay. Quan, Rich Homie Quan is up here.
Come on, Quan.
What's up, boy?
Okay, Quan, what you talking about?
Wait, first off, nigga, put a shirt on. There's two men in here. What we not gonna do?
We're not gonna be explicit. We're not gonna X-rated. They gonna kick us off. Guidelines.
Put your motherfucking shirt on.
Put your shirt on.
Just got a towel on. Nigga, if you don't get off our line with just a towel on,
you ready now?
Nasty nigga.
Are you decent?
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, ready, boy. This jump's gonna go cut, boy. This jump's gonna
cut. They gonna fly today.
All right, Quan, we ready today. For you. What's up?
Oh,
you
shit.
On? You got
a
shirt on?
Are you presentable?
Are you presentable? We ain't trying to get kicked off a live, bro.
Yeah, he presents. I see the shirt. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, all right.
I know it's hot, so.
This is quarantine radio. Go ahead, bro. What you got to say?
Okay.
Okay. Y'all not. But we might not be shit either, but y'all not. I'm not mad. I'm just stating a fact. It's a difference. Stating a fact and being mad. You'll know when I'm mad. When I get the pat in his forehead again, you're going to know I'm mad.
But once again, a king ain't a nigga. And let's keep that straight.
Mm.
A gentleman ain't a nigga.
Okay.
A real man ain't a nigga.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
All right.
I'm a gangster, though, so.
Okay.
The nigga said no. Ooh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
You blanked out.
I can't hear you.
You must be saying some bullshit because it ain't going
to be. Right.
Talking about, you ain't got no service. Go ahead, try now. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Down?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Every man that has a nigga or even lesbian that has strap on,
Whoa.
Okay. Wait, run that back. What
he talking about? He talking about some other shit. Whoa! Wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm not gonna go up into the LGBTQ because I'm not trying to get sued. Yeah. None of that.
Leave them alone. Yeah, we not even.
All alphabet. Z's too. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, yeah, we don't fuck with the alphabet gang.
I'm just giving it 100. I'm not attacking nobody.
Okay.
I think that you need to take a shot because
you definitely. Hey, you need to.
I think Quan is mad. Go ahead and put that shot glass up.
Shot glass.
Hey, get your shots out.
Take a shot.
If y'all think Quan is mad, go ahead and do that shot glass.
Come on, shot glass it up. Get ready.
Well, what a bottle at?
Come on.
What a bottle at?
What you shooting?
Okay. Oh, Hennessy. Come on. Okay. Everybody, if you think he should take a shot, go ahead and put the shot glass up. Okay, that's two. He get three. He got to take a shot. Oh,
hell no. Nah. Get him off the line. Get him off.
Go ahead and get off our line, bro.
Come on, you got to go after that.
Nah, nigga, this is a cowboy live, homie.
If y'all didn't know.
This is Cowboy Nation.
Uh-oh, look. The shot glasses is going now. Y'all don't put shot glasses for shit else, which y'all did for this.
He big mad, yeah.
He big mad.
He is.
Come on.
You got him up out of there?
Did I do that? Or did you do that?
Okay, that's cool.
It don't matter. It's all good.
Anyway, thank you, Quan. We hear your opinion.
Okay.
Listen. I hear what he's saying. He said kings ain't niggas and gentlemen ain't niggas.
I get that, but
and all that, but
just like all girls ain't bitches. I can't just call
it. All girls ain't bitches either. All girls ain't bitches. All girls ain't hoes. All girls.
And we don't even use that word. You know.
We sure don't.
We are African American queens.
We sure don't.
African American, you might be Mexican queen. If you're not that, then you might be white.
Whatever you are, you're a queen. Yes, and whatever exactly. You are.
Yeah, you're all right,
or a unicorn, whatever the shit y'all like. Y'all like weird shit.
Who wants to be a unicorn?
Nice. But anyway, let's talk about it.
Anyway,
go ahead. Speak on it. Speak on it, Nick.
Hey, what's that?
Nick
need to talk?
Nick, we've been waiting on you to
ask. Go ahead. And he came at you.
He sure did.
Hey, he came at you.
Next.
Oh
my God.
Here they go. Here they go.
Next, I want you on. Let's go, girl.
Y'all talking that talk. She's scared.
Come on. Next ain't never scared. Come on.
Next, don't let him do that to you. He had a whole lot of words for you.
Come on, let's get your side because I think something different, but come on. Here we go. Here we go. We got action.
Is she in it?
Yes.
Hey. Yes. Showtime.
I get this down.
So what you got to say, Nick?
Honestly, I didn't even hear the whole conversation.
Okay.
And what you
did
here?
He said that basically you fucking with niggas, you ain't fucking with a real man. If you fucking with a real man, then you wouldn't be calling him a nigga, first of all.
But see, he's making an assumption, first of all.
Okay. Tell him. Tell him true.
Come
on. Speak your shit.
Personally, just because I may agree with a friend of mine in that particular scenario, that niggas ain't shit, doesn't necessarily mean that's every individual that I deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't just specifically say that it pertains only.
Because my king nigga is the shit. Yours just ain't.
Right. Period.
There we go.
I feel that too. I agree. And you sounded amazing saying
it. Yeah, you sound. Hey, she's trying her best not to have to take a shot because I don't think she should be taking a shot right now. Where she at?
So she's love the way she delivered that.
Nix is always mad.
Delivered very
well. Shout out to Nix. Nix is my dog, and you already know what to do.
Can we wait? Since we got Nix on the live, I think it's only fair that we let Nix know or give Nix her credit.
Oh yeah. So check this out. With this, you mad? Take a shot. Check this out. This was a rule that I created one day when me and Nix were going at it. And I had a rule. We was playing what? We was playing Uno? So, we draw your cards and you can have one rule. So, when I put that draw four and it's like, make a rule, my rule was, Nix, if you mad, take a motherfucking shot. And she was mad a couple of times and she started smiling some more.
She Nix was trying to hold it together.
Nix do not smile. Nix, you, hey, I'm not mad.
I wanted her to cuss their ass.
She getting mad right now.
After shot three, Nix was just, hey,
it looked like she getting mad now.
And she was like, this, hi, I'm Makaya. I'm not even Nix anymore. I'm like, what the fuck?
What's that? What? I think I learned her name that day.
Yeah, for for sure.
I was like, oh shit, why about to call you now?
Hey, shout out to Nick though. Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you.
Oh, he talking this shit. Oh, tall baby got what's the next topic, guys? What are we doing?
Now that we've covered that.
Man.
Do y'all want to get back into like that dating shit? The difference between
I wanted to hear.
I was gonna say the difference between dating and relationship.
That
and
shit confused me.
It's a complete difference.
It's confusing. No, say it how you said it earlier.
Dating versus relationship versus marriage.
But a lot of people think that they're in a relationship when they're dating, and when they're in a relationship, then they're married. It's a different thing, bro. It steps to this shit.
It's all different.
It's all different.
But some people don't agree. I was talking to some girls recently. They might be on this motherfucker today. It was like this. Like, I don't even want to get married. I'm cool in a relationship. I can do everything in a relationship. Everything in a relationship is the same thing as marriage.
If that's what you expect, then that means you doing too much too soon, boo.
Exactly. Y'all need to slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby. You moving too fast.
So, Doug, can you...
Listen, what you think? Because that's crazy.
I just feel like a lot of girls, especially when you dating these the young girls that you was talking about, they want everything right now. Shit.
Shout out to the 20s.
Send their ass. That's, oh, Lord.
Nah, we talking about 20-year-old, 20 plus, 20 to 28. Please nah, but, they be wanting everything right now. They want the house, the kids, and all that stuff when we just dating right now. And it's like, it's levels to this shit. It's steps to this shit. It's stuff that we got to go through before we can get there. We got to grow together.
What are these females offering at this time?
Nothing. They ain't got shit but a goddamn Instagram filter. Give me a little shot.
But go ahead, continue, bro.
I don't know if y'all see this, but Doug is taking majority of shots today.
And this is going to happen.
And last week, it was me. Ooh, come on, refill yourself up.
I had to redeem myself because Kiana said I was babysitting my shot last week.
but that's all. I mean, you. Though.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like everybody think like you're dating, you're in a relationship.
Okay, and so when you're in a relationship, what do you think causes them to feel this way? Like what would make you?
I think it's a millennial thing.
It's a millennial thing. They want.
So you think
they want
because we date now. Are you supposed to treat me like? I'm your girlfriend.
I was told that one time to a girl. She was like, "You need to treat me the way you would treat me when we married."
Nah, motherfucker.
Because
that shit don't work like that.
It's steps.
That shit don't work like that.
It's like, if you're gonna treat me this way, I wouldn't want to know that you're gonna treat me like this when I'm married to you. When you're married to me, that's a complete different thing.
If I'm gonna give you everything, if I'm gonna give you everything right now, what is there to look forward to? What is there to look forward to?
And if I'm gonna give you everything right now, what's gonna make you want to marry me if you're getting it all right now?
The only thing I'm supposed to be doing, we supposed to be doing, is you supposed to be showing signs of that, like, oh, this nigga,
she got it.
Oh, I think she got it. I think the nigga got it. You ain't supposed to be actually doing everything.
Smooth transition.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
I agree with that. I'm not.
But you know why I think it's like that though. Sorry, Mar, to cut you off. But I think that the whole courting shit is gone. Nobody court nobody.
Do they even know
anymore.
What courting is?
No. These are the motherfuckers.
Hey, can you give a definition, please?
Courting is when we're dating. Okay. Courting is in the dating stage,
dating
people.
Shout out to the
dating stage.
Okay.
Do people even still date?
Nah, people don't date.
Y'all girls go on motherfucking dating.
No.
That
no,
shit
no,
don't
no,
be,
no,
but
no,
but
no.
See,
that
but see,
not
that's
dating.
Okay, so what the hell is dating? What is dating? If we go out, how many times?
Apparently, listening to y'all.
What is a date? What is it? Explain to me, women.
For me. To me, personally thinking, if I'm dating you, that means I'm trying to, we're in the process of going further to try and get to know, we're trying to see where we go as a couple together, if we can even be a couple. We're trying to see how we match,
But you're dating.
If we match. That's we're dating. Okay. So while we're doing this, that means we're spending more time together, we're conversating
so
more,
it's dating.
We're hanging out more.
Right.
We're trying to see where we can be, if we can
exactly.
make it to the next
what
step.
I'm just saying. If I take you on a date.
Take no, because I think what you guys do today on taking every little female that want to hang out on a date is where you get confused at on, I don't need a shot. I'm explaining that. I'm not. I already got a shot.
The levels is rising.
I'm explaining. Y'all get confused because you taking 4 or 5 females out on a date that you feel like, oh, well, they're dating. They may not think that they dating you because you
dating is what?
Look. Okay. Okay. Let me. We have the definition of court.
Court. What's
courting? Courting is to be involed with romantic.
At home, baby.
This nigga stupid. To be involved with romantically, typically with the intention of marrying. I don't know about that definition. I'm going to read this other one. Paying special attention to someone in attempt to win their support or favor. It's to court somebody. Okay. So courting is in the dating stage. We're not even together yet. Mm-hmm. So I just need you to be in good graces with me right now. That's what courting is. That's what dating is. Oh, this nigga cool. You know what I'm saying? This female is cool.
Oh, she
you know
cool. what
I'm saying? Oh, I think I can hang out with this person exactly. again.
We're talking again. About goals. Again. We're talking about future. Yeah.
But not together though. We just talking about our future. You know what I'm saying? That's courting. You know what I'm saying?
So what your plans are for life?
Yeah. What the fuck you got going on for life?
Okay, but here's my question. How many people have you dated lately that you talked short term and long term goals with?
These hoes ain't got no short term or long term. They ain't got neither one of that.
Lately, as in within the last, I'm going to say within the last 5 years.
Woo!
I only talked to 4 people in this last 5 years.
Okay. Hey, look.
And you guys have talked short term.
Listen.
Short term, long term.
Honestly, me
better. What do you see? Like, and I'm not talking about goals within each other. Like, this is what my plans are. This is where I see my life in 5 years. This is where I see my life in 2 years.
Honestly,
this
started happening to me
today.
That started happening to me when I grew up. Like, I say, like once I have like my 29, 30, that's what I'm like focused on now. I'm not concerned about what you got and this stuff. I'm concerned about your credit score and where we can take it from there.
And do you find it alarming when a female is pressed to know what you do, what you
yes.
make? Like,
yes.
do you?
Yes, because I feel that
if that conversation is just a little
that,
too
that, pressed, that might keep you. Like, that might be like, oh, well, he might have a bag. Maybe I need to fuck with him. Oh, he got a good credit score. Maybe I really need to fuck with him. I want you to fall in love with me for what I am right
she
now.
She don't even know.
Not even knowing.
Honestly, while we're recording, nigga, she don't even know my goddamn credit score.
We don't talk. Credit,
we don't even know about
finances.
That. Just know I got a job.
We
I got my own place. I got a car. That's all you need to know.
We don't talk retirement plans. We don't talk savings. We're not talking none of that from the beginning because that should have convinced you to stay forever
right.
if we talk about it.
Right. What they talking
yeah,
about?
I'm saying, like, I will talk to you about that later. Like, if I just meet you, I'm not telling you all that. If you ask me the first,
but
what do you
I'm
do?
Saying, do you recognize when that's kind
yes,
of the
yes,
time when it comes to like,
some
way
shit,
that
like
way.
I pull up, whatever, I pick somebody up, and I got a Maserati and bullshit like that, and they like, oh, what do you do?
Why is that?
Ladies,
why is that your first question?
Don't be fooled by the car. I hate it.
You
hey,
gotta.
Hey, not
you gotta.
I don't drive anyway.
By the
I'm
car.
In a Uberto because I like to do this right
he
here.
He don't drive.
Hey, shout out to Mandala, the best tequila in the world.
You gotta,
I don't even drive anyway. It ain't even no point in driving. If right. I'm about to turn up, I'm not driving.
But see, look. You have a nice car, Marv, right?
Oh, cool.
So these girls nowadays, they'll see that car. And automatically they have a perception of who you are.
And those are the same ones who don't want to get married today.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Or
you
see this book cover and it's like, ooh.
Some might
want
to get married.
This gonna make me look real. I'm gonna be sitting in passenger seat and his homie gonna be sitting there. Wait, I gotta we gonna talk about that.
No, don't talk about it.
Come on. We here now.
I ran across something the other day that said that I might just be the what you call me, a woman or something.
Oh, you the woe man.
I might be a woman because it says,
you're amazing. You feel me?
Like,
what did it say?
You, your dude, and his homie is headed out somewhere.
Okay.
The three of them.
Okay.
You expect the homie to get in the backseat. Mm-hmm. Yes, traditionally. But if the how tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
You 6 feet?
Yes.
I'm 5'5 with brown eyes.
Oh, ooh.
Oh my God. Hey.
Light skin.
Hey, if you're looking for her, she's on Tinder. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go Scorpio with white toes. Look for her.
Subscribe to her OnlyFans.
I heard that. Okay. I heard that. But I don't expect you 6 foot something to get in the back seat while I hop in the front. Even though my nigga's driving.
Listen. I've been in this situation. Out of respect for the woman,
yes,
I'm getting in the back. Period.
Out of respect.
Pull your seat up. A nigga 6 feet. That's it.
It's a difference between out of respect you doing it and me saying no, hop in the front, and you just hopping in like, bitch, get in the back.
Yeah, that's different.
But no, this video I watched, like, it was like they broke up right there in that moment because she's like, you're stupid. And then the cool part about it, the video was his mama.
I seen that video. Uh-huh. I seen that video. The mama. Yeah, the mama was tripping.
It was the mama in
the
front
mama,
seat.
The mama kind of was
okay. So that mama kind of
The mom was kind of doing a lot. The mama was doing a lot.
Mama getting in the front. I'm sorry. My mama
getting in the front. No. That's not the point, but the mama was doing a lot, though.
Oh, in the video. Mama was.
Yeah, she was being extra. Yeah, it ain't even about the mama being in the front. You could tell
that her and the mama just don't.
Well, it was already clashing, period. It honestly, it had nothing to do with that, them getting in the back. But they already had prior shit that they deal with.
They just don't get along. But I was like, damn. Because I've also heard in conversation, like, no, I don't give a damn. How tall or whatever he is, he needs to get in the back. Me personally, I know I'm going home with you. I know I'm a CEO ass. Like, I know we going wherever. I don't have to sit next to you.
Right.
I can hop in this back seat real quick and we can get wherever we got to go.
Right.
Sit your tall ass in the front because you're going to be way more comfortable up there than back here, especially in my car. You're going to be sitting like this, looking stupid as hell.
As a man, I'm going to say, just pull your seat up. I'll get in the back. I ain't tripping. As a man, that's what I'm going to do.
Definitely.
Just pull your seat up.
You know, I don't have
to. Just pull your seat up. Get in the front.
Well, it's kind of different between us, though, because it'd be like two guys and then him. So it'd be like, ugh.
Right. I hear you. I hear that.
But I'm like, but as a female, I'm not tripping off nothing like that. Like, maybe it's.
Nicole, so you really think I'm going to put you in the backseat? And I'm in a car with some guys. You going to be in the backseat?
Well, no, you and your homies are hopping in the front.
Yeah.
But your homies automatically get in the back.
Yeah.
They already know what's up because that's.
Dog, we ain't stupid.
Respect. But then again, y'all homies, none of y'all know a sense of direction, so I be having to leave these motherfuckers everywhere.
That's funny.
Jesus Christ. But no, I don't see it that being that big of an issue. Like, if I got a ride in the back seat, I'm fine. I'm pretty sure I've been in the front seat. Matter of fact, I've been in the motherfucking driver's seat way too much. I could sit in the back seat. I probably don't know what that motherfucker looked like. I just recently seen what my back seat looked like.
Man, I don't even know what mine looked like.
Exactly. So I've been happy to sit in the back seat.
Twice.
And I got a truck.
I'm A-okay with sitting in that back seat. I like, oh, look, there's lights up here and shit.
Pushing buttons and shit.
I'm pushing buttons and
shit. Hell yeah. I said, this ain't roomy.
He's stupid.
Y'all be riding this shit back here like this? I don't have a problem with it. I'm not hopping in the back seat. Sit up there because, sit up there with your boy and talk. I'm with this fool all the time.
So look, let's get back to this dating relationship marriage talk.
Okay.
So what's the relationship now? We kind of
we in a relationship now.
We kind of define what dating is slash courting.
So let's get that definition of relationship.
Relationship. What's
the definition of relationship?
Yeah, let's look it up. Let's look it up so we won't be dumb. We gonna look it up.
Let's help the followers out too. You feel me?
In the meantime, all of y'all
Googling too. And
take a shot, y'all. While y'all sitting right there, man.
Jay, we still waiting on you to take your shot. Do we need to get you on here to watch you take it? Because I ain't seen you take it yet.
And she been talking shit too. I've seen it.
You building towards marriage, right?
Building, right?
And so now you
and stop getting in relationships with people that you don't see no future with.
That's the most important thing of all relationships. If you can't see a future with this person, then you might just want to stay. Dating.
Because you're just wasting your time.
Dating them.
I feel like this will be best to come from
I don't here. Want to hear that. I don't want to. Nope. Don't look at come it. Nope. Give it to Doug. Nope.
No.
I'll read it.
Nope.
Because
I know there's some bullcrap and you just want me to take a shot.
All right. Let's look at it. The definition of relationship. The way in which two or more concepts or objects. This is not the definition of no motherfucking
relationship. Doug's back again.
This is not. Okay.
Being
the state of being connected by blood or marriage. These are horrible.
That's what the people say.
Nah, these are
go horrible. To what is it?
Two or more. We
go to, let's read what Urban Dictionary. I know.
Yeah, be
Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary be some millennial shit.
That's gonna be some straight bullshit.
That's crazy.
Wait,
I don't fuck with them at all.
Mm-mm, that's some bullshit.
You know what's crazy is this lets you know what relationships are defined as today.
That's why that shit say two or more.
Because when you Google it to try and figure out what the hell you doing, this is what you get.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I feel like
a way was two or more.
Two million.
Or more.
Yeah.
So all right, guys. Yeah.
What you was saying?
Guys, and everybody that's in the live, we're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to go out and come right back in. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come out and stay, and we're going to come back in. Take your shot. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Take a Shot Podcast.
These lights is hot as hell.
Woo! He said we had 2 minutes left.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, what's this? Episode what? Two? Episode three?